Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Biden administration has stepped up its appeals to Israel for more aid to be allowed into Gaza, saying it's deeply concerned about reports of imminent famine. The Deputy State Department spokesman Vedant Patel said Israel and Egypt needed to make sure that the Rafah crossing was reopened as soon as possible.
We are concerned that travel and the flow of fuel of aid into Gaza via Rafah has come to a complete halt. But we are continuing to work with the government of Egypt, with the government of Israel, to do everything we can to make sure that this gets open as soon as possible.
The UN aid chief Martin Griffiths said staff were struggling to help people displaced by the Israeli offensive on Rafah. He said food and medical supplies were running out. Israel has complained that the UN's top court is being exploited by South Africa, which has called for an order to halt the Israeli offensive in Rafah. The Israeli foreign minister said South Africa had presented biased and false claims that relied on Hamas sources. South African lawyers told the court in The Hague that Israel had intended from the beginning to destroy Palestinian life. The court's former chief prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, explains the case's importance.
This is a very legal debate. Is this a genocide? What should be done? How to prevent? We have South African great lawyers. Tomorrow will be great Israeli lawyers. And then there will be 15 independent judges from every part of the world making a legal decision. That is what they will need. Stop war. Use the law to manage conflicts.
The US government has announced that it will end new leases for coal mining in the Powder River Basin, which produces nearly half of the United States coal. Ilse Ochney reports.
The region covers vast tracts of the western states of Montana and Wyoming. It won't affect current coal leases. Mining groups have called the move outrageous, saying it's a blow to energy security and to mining states and communities. But it's been praised by climate activists, who say it will safeguard the environment and significantly cut carbon emissions. The move comes as the United States continues its shift away from coal. President Biden sees it as a way of appealing to young people and progressive voters, while Donald Trump has promised to reverse the Democrats' green policies if he's elected.
Officials in Russia's Belgorod region say a woman and her four-year-old son have been killed in a Ukrainian drone strike. The family was travelling in a car in a village when it was struck. The woman died at the scene and her son died of his injuries after being taken to hospital. The boy's father and a man driving the car were injured. Over the border in Ukraine, at least five Russian drones struck the city of Kharkiv. World News from the BBC. Officials in Canada say wind and rain have halted the advance of a wildfire threatening a town near the oil sands of Western Canada. The flames have scorched large areas of forest and forced nearly 7,000 residents of Fort McMurray in Alberta to evacuate their homes. A smoky haze covers the city, which was devastated by wildfire in 2016. Argentina has reported a fiscal surplus for the fourth consecutive month following radical public spending cuts introduced by President Javier Milei. Tax revenues in April slightly exceeded government spending by $20 million. Since coming into power in December, Mr. Milei has cut thousands of public sector jobs, slashed subsidies and suspended construction projects across the country. Human Rights Watch says one of its senior researchers has been denied access to Rwanda. It said this development exposed the Kigali government's deep-seated hostility to human rights monitoring and independent scrutiny. Scientists in the United States believe they've solved the mystery of how 31 pyramids were built in Egypt more than 4,000 years ago. They've discovered an ancient branch of the River Nile, which now lies hidden under desert and farmland. Simon Ponsford has the details.
It's long been a puzzle. How did ancient Egyptians manage to build a wondrous chain of 31 pyramids, including the Giza complex? They now stand in an inhospitable strip of the Sahara Desert. So how were the enormous stones transported without any waterway? Scientists think they now have the answer, a long-buried branch of the Nile River. It was used to float the stone blocks so the pyramids could be built over the course of 1,000 years. Eventually, researchers believe there was a major drought and sand blew in, which silted up the river branch, but left behind some of the wonders of the world.
BBC News.